after every one of these tapes, I'm going to give you an exercise so you actually use your personal power. You use something you've learned. And some of the exercises will be really simple. But remember, most people fail in life because they major in minor things. Most people don't realize that the things they're making as real big are unimportant. That success is simple, but it does require certain consistent things each day. So here's your assignment today, and I want you to take this assignment and please do it. You should have in front of you a journal. For most of my adult life, I've been keeping journals. That is each day, and sometimes every other day and various times, writing down the things I've learned from books, from tapes, from going to seminars, so I could capture those things, because I found out long ago that if all you do is hear something, within 3 days, you'll forget 80% of it. That's why listening to something again and again is so useful. In addition, I found, though, that if you listen to something and you write down certain key elements of it, your memory retention will go up as much as 75 to 90%. Plus, I believe that if your life is worth living, it's worth recording. So I challenge you to really keep a journal. And we're going to have you do assignments in the journal, but you also might write your thoughts about how you're doing each day and what you've learned, what you're excited about, what breakthroughs you're having. This is a way to record it. Otherwise, it's like your children. I know that many times people come by and say, gosh, your son has really grown. And I'm around him so much that I don't see it as much as other people do. But I take a look, I go, I guess you're right. By having journals, I can see how much I've grown, and you will be able to see how much you've grown. I can go back years ago and see what my goals were and the kinds of things I was remembering. And I also have just gems of material from people who shared with me what made the difference for their success. And I can read it again and begin to apply it. So please keep this journal for yourself. Utilize it in any way you want. But here's how I want you to start with it. Right now, as this tape ends, I want you to do your first assignment. Really simple. Remember I told you, the way to build a muscle so that you're really strong is start small and build. So we're going to start with something really simple. I want you to think of two actions you've been putting off. Two things that you should do. Two things that you need to do, but you keep putting it off. Maybe it's a phone call or two. Maybe it's somebody you've had some poor communication with and you need to clean it up, but you're not doing it. Maybe it's just going in the house and cleaning it up right now. Maybe it's some kind of report you need to do. I don't know what it is. But right now, I want you to think of what are two actions you've been putting off that if you were to take them now, it would increase the quality of your life. Either simply it would just increase the quality of your self-esteem because you feel good because you actually followed through, or maybe even more powerfully. What are two decisions or two actions you could take right now that would immediately change the quality of your life? Maybe it's to stop smoking. Maybe it's to eliminate certain kinds of food. But if you were going to do something right now that was going to change your life, what are those two actions? And what I want you to do is decide. Remember, to decide means to cut off any other possibility, to resolve once and for all, this is it. There's tremendous power in that. Start with something small if you want, and then build. But right now, write down two decisions you've made and then take action on them immediately. I mean, right now. I mean, even before I finish talking here, stop the tape, pick up the phone and make that call you've been waiting for. Do not put it off another minute. I don't care what it takes. There's power and momentum. I'm a big believer that once you set a goal, once you make a decision, you should immediately, in that moment, do something to start making progress towards it. That way you can't cop out later on or get caught up or lose your momentum. So please do it now. And I know not all things can be done right now, so maybe it's something you have to do tomorrow morning. But whatever you're going to do, make the decision and then commit to follow through and then check in tomorrow, because this is the first step to grabbing your personal power. And remember, there's no way to fail. You might say, well, gosh, what if I do this and it doesn't work? What if I try this and it doesn't happen? Hey, what if I screw up? Then screw up big. Go for it. Do a big screw up. Because then you'll learn something. Hey, remember, success in life is the result of good judgment. Good judgment is usually the result of experience. Experience is usually the result of bad judgment. So if you got some bad judgment and it doesn't work out, you'll learn something. It'll make you more successful in the future. Just go for it. Don't be afraid. Make it happen. And you may say, well, it's such a little thing to do. I'll do it later. If it's little, then do it now. Don't put it off, okay? I'm on your side. Hey, what I'm trying to be here for you is a good coach. You know, I don't care how successful you are, we all need a coach. And I have lots of coaches around me. Left by ourselves, we kind of drift sometimes. Not always, but sometimes. Hey, think about it. Gravity is automatic. You don't have to work on gravity. But if you want to succeed, you got to exert your will and take action against gravity. In the absence of light, there is darkness. So what I'm trying to be is a good coach who comes by and hands you the match that's already in your hand and says, strike this thing. Take action now. That's the power of this. So follow through on your exercise. Open right now your journal. Write down two decisions you're going to make, two new actions you're going to take that'll change your life. And then tomorrow, I'm going to show you what is the controlling force in your whole life, how to absolutely understand what makes you do what you do, and how to change it. Till then, follow through. Live today with passion. I'll see you tomorrow.
I believe that three things, okay, determine our destiny: our values, our beliefs, and the way we manage our state. That's it. Because even with values and beliefs, state can change the way you evaluate something at any moment in time. So your management of state is still the biggest control you've got.
Okay, let me ask this question, and all this is really relevant because obviously I'm catching your passion now.
Yeah.
That's great. We've got...
Let me tell you, my passion, so you hear, my passion in this program and my passion right now in life is teaching people that they're at, my whole life is about teaching people that they're absolutely in control of their living experience right now. And it's not someday, it's not once you get your mission statement, it's not once you know your life's purpose. What's powerful for me is in the moment right now, I can choose how to be and how to, what to do, how to feel, and what to create. I can do that right now. And that if I set up some systems in my head more effectively, I'm going to do that on a consistent basis, effortlessly. And that's in the form of beliefs and values and learning how to manage my state. And my whole thing, which is real important, is I believe life mastery comes down to mastering your life comes down to, number one, being able to manage your state. So state management to me is the single most important thing. You don't do that, you don't have anything. You do that, you got everything. To me, that's step number one, managing your state. That's the how-to.
Uh-huh.
But number two is you got to have a why-to. Because you can know how to do something and not do it. So for years,
that's what I'm trying to get a hold of.
Okay. So
what's the why to that we're
so that's what I'm saying. The why to for me is compelling reasons to make sure you apply yourself every single day. You got to have a compelling enough future, compelling enough reason to do so. And compelling reasons come through in the form of goals because they're very real and drive people, and they've been already conditioned to them anyway by society. All kinds of goals: emotional, spiritual, mental, physical, financial, material, all that stuff. And what it is developing the reasons. Compelling enough reasons might be a better word for it, but compelling enough reasons so they follow through. So they've got all of these massive amount of reasons to follow through, which basically are beliefs about pain and pleasure. So if I can get somebody to have enough reasons to follow through, and that to me turns around in goals that are compelling enough and beliefs about pain and pleasure that will drive their behavior.
So in one sentence, I think I'm tracking you now, what in one sentence then, with that as the primary direction.
Well, let me tell you, I'm not done. Let me tell you
as far as
the form is. So that's number two. One is managing your state.
Uh-huh.
Two is getting strong enough reasons so you will consistently manage your state, because you can, but whether you do or not, it all comes as you got a big enough why. Okay? And then the third thing for me is making sure that you aren't in a situation where you just go on automatic pilot, but you anticipate evaluations that you're going to have to make in the future. And you evaluate them while you're in a resourceful place. You know, if and when something happens that put me right at the brink financially, what am I going to decide to do? The more of that can be anticipated in advance, the more power you have. Because then when a thing comes up, the answer's already there. Instead of coming up with an answer out of the state you're in, which may be frustrated, angry, tired, whatever it is, which may not be resourceful. And then the fourth key life mastery for me is the reevaluation process. That every 6 months I want people to reevaluate their beliefs and their values that are running their life and say, hey, do these still make sense based on what I know? Mm-hmm. But I want you to know where I'm coming from. That's, if you want to know my life's work, that's what my life's work is, and that's what the four steps are as far as I'm concerned. Teach people how to manage their states. Teach them how to get compelling enough reasons to do it on an ongoing basis. And right now, those are the two that need to be hit in this really most strongly. The anticipating evaluations in the future could be touched on in a tape, like talking about, you know, if we wanted to, the Niagara Syndrome, whatever. But I think we got so much material here, I don't know that we need to get to that. But those first two are the ones that I want this to do. And so I want them to know how to manage their state so they can have better relationships. You know what I mean? I want to know how to manage their state so they can create the income they want, how to manage their state so they don't have to worry about rejection and depression and all that crap. Learn how to condition themselves to succeed. Now, I guess that's the other element. How to manage your state out of compelling enough reasons, and that would be the third element, I guess, here, is how to, my whole focus now is how to condition yourself so that it happens on an ongoing basis. So it's not effortful, but so that it is habit, you know, and that there are certain rituals to do every single day that will create that ongoing level of state that you want, that will reinforce the beliefs that you need to have, it'll give you compelling reasons. So accomplishing one and two through the use of powerful rituals, and these tapes can be an example of those rituals, as well as within the tapes there should be rituals like switch patterns, morning questions, things like that.
Okay, I think I've got...
So do you have a better...
Yeah, I do. I think you've got me pretty well sold, particularly since I look at it in terms of the people that are a large part of the audience here and the microcosm of relationships and the microcosm of my career and all of these different things. There's a real, real strong appeal and a good, strong why to get control of those. So gaining control of your state is...
Think about it. In order to succeed in economics, there are two things you got to do. You got to manage your state, and you got to take the right actions, okay? But that also comes out of state management, knowing what is, and you got to have compelling enough why. I'm trying to think of a universal chunk that we can use in each one.
That's exactly what I'm trying to get at, is what is the... Because what I kind of draw my inspiration energy from, more than any other single thing in terms of concept, is the notion that guides the whole program. And that's what I wanted to ask you to do. Thinking in terms of uniqueness in the marketplace, okay? The objective for me is always to create total uniqueness and differentiate from every other product, including your own, that's out there. So with everything you've just said in mind, what would be a one sentence, and just come out of your intuition, if you will, with this, what would be a one sentence summary of what makes this program so different? What distinguishes this program, its main appeal and its uniqueness, if you can hit all three of those. In other words, in a real concise form, what is our angle that makes it different and so special?
Well, I know what that is. Let me write this thing.
It's the focus that...
Okay, so what this whole thing is about is how to have the power to make your life the way you want it. That's what the message is. How to take absolute control and have the power to do it. And so I would say this is a technology for conditioning yourself to consistently succeed. It's unlike anything else. How to reprogram and change your beliefs and values and therefore change your destiny.
So its uniqueness is the solid technology.
Yeah. Everybody else talks about these things, but they don't have a technology for it. They have all the old, same old, we've all heard on everybody's tapes and everybody's books.
Yeah.
So the technology is the uniqueness, without a doubt. And it's got to be set aside, neuroassociative conditioning, science of success conditioning, how to condition yourself to succeed by changing your beliefs and changing your values, and thereby changing your destiny. And that's got to be the major frame.
Effortlessly, how does that word apply?
Well, if you can condition yourself, then it becomes habitual. Once it's habitual, you don't have to think about it. It is effortless.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.